There is one thing that the unbeliever cannot receive from God, and that is the Holy Spirit. It is reserved for those who are born again. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to those who do not just believe in him, but who obey him. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ that he gives in those who love him. The Holy Spirit is the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or hear him. John 14, verse 17. The Holy Spirit is the presence of Jesus Christ with the born-again believer. Jesus said to his disciples, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." John 14, verse 26. The Holy Spirit was only given after Jesus had been crucified, resurrected, and had ascended to heaven. It was given on the day of Pentecost to the first followers of Jesus, the disciples who had followed him and had been taught by him. We read about it in Acts chapter 1 and 2. When the Holy Spirit came on them, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2 verse 4. Many of the crowd that witnessed it thought they were drunk, but Peter explained to them that it was the fulfillment of the prophecy that was spoken by the prophet Joel. When they asked Peter what they should do, Peter said to them, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." It was also the fulfillment of the words of John the Baptist, who said, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Matthew 3 verse 11. After the day of Pentecost, many of those who believed, repented, and were baptized in water also received the gift of the Holy Spirit in the same way, with the evidence of an ability to speak in tongues. All those who received the baptism in the Holy Spirit that we read of in the book of Acts started speaking in tongues. Jesus Christ never changed. The Holy Spirit never changed. Even today, those who receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit also have the ability to speak in tongues. It was also the fulfillment of the words of Jesus as recorded in Mark 16 verse 15 to 18. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized will be saved, but he who has disbelieved will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." The promise of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is for all who believe in Jesus and who repent and are baptized in water. As Peter also said, "For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. Acts 2 verse 39. Many claim to have the Holy Spirit, but they are only deceiving themselves. Others have been deceived by preachers. They tell them that the gift of the Holy Spirit has ceased. Jesus never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still baptizes in the Holy Spirit. But there are preconditions to receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and those are very clear. You must repent and be baptized in water for the forgiveness, remission, pardon of your sin. You have to earnestly seek Jesus, stop sinning and live holy. You must have an earnest desire to follow him. We see that the disciples who first received the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they were all in the upper room of the place where they were staying. They all, with one mind, were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brothers, Acts 1 verse 14. The baptism of the Holy Spirit does not just happen. You need to go after Jesus. Be serious. Seek him with all your heart. Obey his teachings. Repent and be baptized. Devote your life to him. Seek him in prayer. It is also not something that we deserve. We are not entitled to it. But Jesus gladly gives it to those who love him and obey him. It is also not a guarantee of salvation. It is a gift. But it is promised to all who obey him. Many do not want the gift, and Jesus will not force it on them. Others want the gift, but they have no desire for Jesus, and therefore they do not receive it. Many have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. They can speak in tongues, but they do not follow Jesus. They do not seek him. They are unholy, sinful, live as enemies of Jesus. They think they have a guarantee of salvation because they once received the gift and they can speak in tongues. Jesus never takes back his gifts. His calling and his gifts are irrevocable. But those who do not follow him and do not bear good fruit will get cut off and burned. They will end up in hell if they do not repent. That is why Jesus said that many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Matthew 7 verse 22 and 23. You need the Holy Spirit baptism. You need the presence, comfort, help, and guidance of the Holy Spirit. That is the mystery that was hidden for ages and generations, but is now revealed to his saints, to whom God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of the mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1 verse 26 and 27. The Holy Spirit is Christ dwelling in you. It is what Jesus was talking about in John 14 verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and will disclose myself to him. And also in verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. The Holy Spirit is not just a token from God. Jesus said, but when he, the Spirit of truth comes. He will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. John 16, verse 13 to 15. The born-again, Holy Spirit-filled child of God is led by the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8, verse 9, "You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him." He further writes in verse 14, "For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. They are the children of God." You need the Spirit of God that the world, the unbeliever, cannot receive. You need to be led by and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit to be able to see and be fruitful in the kingdom of God. Further, you have to seek and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If you disobey the Holy Spirit and grieve him, he will leave you. He will discipline you if you go wrong. But the Lord said, "My Spirit shall not strive with man forever." Genesis 6, verse 3. You need the Holy Spirit, but you can only receive him if you obey Jesus. Repent and be baptized. You need to clean your house, clean your heart, your life of all sin and unholiness before he will come and dwell with you. The Holy Spirit does not dwell in a filthy temple. Once you have received the Holy Spirit, you must stay pure and holy. Sin no more. Paul wrote, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys a temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are." 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16 and 17. Many children of God who were once filled with the Holy Spirit will end up in hell because they grieved the Holy Spirit and defiled his temple. If they do not repent and be holy, follow and obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they will be cut off and burned. They will end up in hell. You need to earnestly desire to follow Jesus. Seek him in prayer. Seek him. Fellowship with him, his guidance and presence, to know him, hear his voice, and be pleasing to him, not just for salvation and to skip hell, but to be with him and be part of his kingdom. Then he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. He will reveal himself to you. If you turn your back on him, keep on disobeying him, deny him, then he will deny you also. You will not enter the kingdom of heaven, and you will be cast into hell, even if you have received the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit always until the end to follow and obey him for eternity. Jesus warned that those who blaspheme the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Many believers, religious people, are foolish. They make the mistake of mocking those who have the Holy Spirit, calling them demon-possessed. They must be careful what they say. They can regret it for eternity. Do not play around with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the most precious of gifts given by God. Do not despise it, nor grieve him. Seek him with all your heart. The Holy Spirit is your connection with Jesus, your constant companion, your fellowship with him. Have you received the Holy Spirit? Do you follow and obey him. May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know him and follow him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.